News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
First up, government leaders last night agreed that every tenancy in the country is set to be brought under a rent pressure zone. The current system, which caps yearly rent increases at 2% or in line with inflation, will be retained for existing tenancies, and that 2% cap will no longer apply to newly built homes, but will instead have a cap linked directly to the rate of inflation. Significantly, the whole country is now an RPZ under the new national rent control system, meaning that the one-fifth of tenancies in Ireland that are not in a rent pressure zone currently will now benefit from rent controls. And I suppose we're asking you this morning what you make of it, because I'm not sure what the thrust of this was, or the point to it to some extent, because we were told in the run-up to these changes, we were told that we had some of the most stringent rent controls here in Ireland now in the world. That's what we have with our system. And that what needed to happen was changes to be made, including the getting rid of rent pressure zones in order to boost supply. That's what the experts, by the way, I have no skin in the game. I'm not a landlord. I don't own a second property. I rent nothing out. So just to be clear, I'm not saying this for any reason, but we were told that we needed to get rid of them to boost supply, that that's what needed to happen to make landlords stay in the rental sector and to make investors come into the rental sector. And I am not sure, instead of getting rid of rent pressure zones, designating everywhere a rent pressure zone is the way to do that. And also, we're treating now new rentals and existing rentals differently. New rentals, they can just link themselves to inflation rather than having that 2% cap. But if you're an existing landlord, you're stuck with the 2% cap, irrespective of what inflation has done in the last few years. I suspect that won't be something that will make people happy. We have made stronger security of tenure moves for tenants, which I'm sure people will be pleased about from that. We've ended no-fault evictions. Landlord can only reset the rent if the tenants leave voluntarily, so we don't want to have any incentive to evict people. And you can only reset to market rates in between six-year tenancies. This is to sort of, I suppose, create a more stable thing. But if the thrust of the thing was to keep landlords in the market or bring new landlords in, has this done that? I suspect very much no is the answer, but I don't know. So if you are a landlord, or if you were thinking of being a landlord, I'd love to hear from you this morning. And if you are a renter, we want to hear from you too. And tell us, do you think this is a good idea, all of this stuff? Because this was supposed to be about boosting supply. Will it? I don't know. But let us know this morning what you make of it all. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp. And for more on this, we're joined by Mary Conway, chairperson of the Irish Property Owners Association. Mary, you heard a little bit of what I make of this. What do you make of it?
I think you've summarised it very well, Ciara. And what I'd like to add to the bit that you missed out on, I feel, is that we're also pitching Dublin versus the rest of the country, because we're now going to have institutional landlords in Dublin, because they're not going to move down to Kerry or to Cork, well, maybe Cork, but Sligo, where I'm from, or Leitrim, and build units there. So I don't know what way the government is thinking. The IMF came out in 2015 and said, you know, long-term rent control was a bad idea. The government commissioned the Housing Commission to do a big report. They also said that rent control was a bad idea. So, you know, they have all the experts giving them the information, and they've done a complete U-turn. So we're all at a loss this morning to know where their advice is coming from or how they're
thinking.
This
isn't what we expected. As I'm somebody who covers rent and the rental market all the time on the show by way of news. But we were sort of given the impression that rent pressure zones were on their way out rather than being extended.
Well, the first thing I heard of it was last night when your researcher sent me a text at 9:30 last night, and it was like, oh my goodness, where has this come from? And I suppose I'm still in the same way this morning. We do know that rent control doesn't work. We've had it for 6 years, since 2016, so almost 10 years. And in that time, we've seen more and more landlords leave the market. And I think there's a lot of landlords waking up around the country this morning and they're saying, really, is it worth the hassle anymore? I've bought a property and I have absolutely no control over it.
And obviously the small landlords now are designated as those with three properties or less, and large landlords are designated as those with four properties or more. We have had texts this morning, Mary, to the show, and I can only trust their bona fide texts that you know, I'm actually putting my property on the market this morning. This is the sort of the nail in the coffin for me. Are you getting that kind of feedback?
Yes, and I got a call. I'm an estate agent, and I got a call yesterday from one of my landlords down the country before any of this came out. And he's got three properties in Dublin, and he was crying down the phone. He said, "Mary," he said, "I'm going to have to give notice to these tenants," he said, "because the bank are after me, and I don't have any choice." And he said, "I would prefer to be kind and do this myself rather than a receiver moving in." So, you know, one size does not fit all. And the other question we would have, a pre-63 building that is in 6 or 8 units, does that now constitute a large landlord because it's over 4 properties? It's one building with 4 units. So there's so much clarity we need. There's just so much confusion. And the people that are going to suffer at the end of the day are the tenants.
Well, they will if supply continues to constrict. But what about the idea of treating new builds and new tenancies differently to existing tenancies? How do landlords feel about that?
Well, I suppose, you know, it's going to be in Dublin. The people I would represent, I represent a lot of Dublin landlords, but a lot of landlords down the country. And in a country village or whatever, there might be one or two landlords who are providing a home to a family. And if they sell up, that's the end. There's no other landlord to replace them. So while building is great and getting new apartments on board is wonderful, really, who are they targeting? They're targeting probably people at the upper end of the market that are coming into work for a period of time and then moving on. They're not really targeting families. I mean, what we need is supply. We need social housing to be built in much larger numbers than it is, so that private landlords are not doing the job of government.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Mary Conway there, the chairperson of the Irish Property Owners Association.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.